There are many things going on in today's gospel. First, the Lord tells us that we must pray always, not becoming weary in our prayer. And so, strictly speaking, is the Lord saying that we must pray every moment of our life in a formal fashion? Of course, we know that he is not saying that, for this would be impossible. For as human beings, we must do human things. That is, we must eat, we must sleep, we must drink, and we must labor. And so, it is not possible during these times to enter into formal prayer. And indeed, while we sleep, we are not even conscious, and without a singular grace that was given very rarely to a few saints, it would be impossible for us to go the whole night in formal prayer. And so, the Lord is telling us that when we enter into formal prayer, we must enter into it assiduously, perseveringly, and with confidence that we are truly entering into that which prayer is, that is, the lifting of our minds and our hearts to God in a conversation with him, begging him especially during times of temptation and trial that his grace sustains us and that we persevere so that we receive from him the graces by which all our human activity becomes an activity done in a prayerful way. And so it is quite possible to pray always, because if we are praying assiduously in those formal times when we enter into prayer, then the Lord will grant us the grace to perform our actions in a prayerful manner. And so we will be doing all things always and everywhere to give glory to God. And ultimately, that is the purpose of prayer, to give glory to God in all things. And so he then proceeds to point out that a widow comes to an unjust judge. The widow here is the church at prayer, and indeed the church during persecution, for it is often during these times that the leaders and the authorities of this world enter into the very persecution. And so this judge delays in giving the widow, that is, recognizing the rights of the church, a just decision, for he receives bribes from those who wish to keep the church down and to oppress her, and so he continues along in this way for a long time. But the church is assiduous in prayer and persevering in prayer, and ultimately renders a just decision from the unjust judge. And our Lord uses this to point out that we must have complete confidence of receiving a just decision from the just judge if an unjust judge would render to the church a just decision. And so let us especially during these times of trials and tribulations, these times of persecution, and often it needs to be understood that simply because the church is not undergoing a visible physical persecution, that does not mean she is not being persecuted, for she is persecuted every time the will of God is not done. And so any nation in any land in any society that legislates contrary to the law of God, that is, permits by law what is clearly condemned by the law of God. This is quite easy to explain and understand when we see the sin of abortion. For abortion is none other than murder of an innocent child, and we know that it is absolutely, without a doubt, a violation of the fifth commandment in all cases. There can be no exceptions because it is something that is intrinsically evil. And so we see very clearly that a society is being arranged in a way contrary to the law of God. And while there may not be a physical persecution present in all places, there is certainly a persecution. And indeed, in one sense, it is more serious than a physical persecution, for the world is attempting to turn upside down the very laws of God. That is, the world is in the process of saying, all that Christ has revealed to be good is evil, and all that Christ has revealed to be evil is good. And so we must be assiduous in our prayer, and we must constantly knock on the doors of the unjust judges of this world until we render from them that just decision. For we know ultimately our Lord tells us that if we believe and truly persevere in prayer and believe his promise that he will come to us in the end, ultimately we are praying always and everywhere for the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, the just judge, so that he may render to us a just decision. That decision will be just according to how we have responded to his law and how much we have glorified him in this life. And so let us pray assiduously that all our actions, all that we do as human persons, is redoubts to the glory of Almighty God, so that we are always found doing his will in this life, in order that we may acquire union with him in all eternity for the life to come. And at the end of today's gospel, our Lord asks a very ominous question: but when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Indeed, we know full well that this sentence is not complete, for if we were to take the original language, the real complete sentence is, but when the Son of Man comes, will he find the faith on earth? For we know that when the Lord comes, he will find faith on earth. But if it is not the faith that he came to reveal, the faith that he came to die on Calvary to establish on earth, then that judgment will go quite unwell for humankind and for human persons. And so let us pray always that the Lord will find the Catholic faith burning in our hearts, then the hearts of all the members of the mystical body, so that that united as one heart, we may go forward seeking to draw all souls to conversion to Christ, that is, that they too become incorporated in his mystical body by the sacrament of baptism, so that when the Lord comes, he will find the faith, that is, the true faith, and not the false faiths of this world and of all men, that is, every faith outside of Holy Mother, the Catholic Church. Let us pray always that that faith burns brightly in our hearts, so that truly, united by the charity of Christ, we may draw all souls to his kingdom in this life, so that all may acquire that union with him in the life to come, that union which alone can bring happiness and joy to the human heart, and that union ultimately that we must all strive for in fear and trembling in this world, in a spirit of prayer, knowing that the good Lord will not deprive us of all that we need, otherwise he would violate the virtue of hope. And so we have that complete confidence that the Lord will give to us all the means necessary to save our souls in this life, in order that we may enjoy him for all eternity in the life to come.
Christus.